Starting July 1st, thin plastic bags at the cash register are becoming a thing of the past in Seattle.
All retail stores, no matter what kind of store, all retail stores are affected. The lightweight plastic bag is completely banned.
Dick Lilly, the city's program manager for the ban, says only paper bags will be available at the register, and stores are required to charge 5 cents for the large ones.
The point is to encourage people to remember their reusable bags, and that nickel is a little reminder that, hey, if I'd walked in with my reusable bag, I would not only be saving that nickel, they might even credit me.
Many stores that already reward customers for bringing in their own bags will continue to do so. Seattle's Ballard Market is among them, where Tony D'Onofrio is the sustainability director.
Currently, 30% of our customers bring in reusable bags, and we're hoping that jumps up to 60 or 65%.
He says that's how many people are remembering the bags now in Washington, D.C., where a similar bag ban recently took effect. With the new law, Seattle expects to prevent the use of about 290 million plastic bags per year, which would fill 6 or 8 rail cars headed for a landfill. The plastic never breaks down completely and can harm the marine food chain. Similar ordinances are being implemented all over the region, in Bellingham, Bainbridge Island, Mukilteo, and Issaquah. In Edmonds, a ban on plastic bags went into effect in 2010. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.